106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So we've all been in, or at least dabbled in, long-distance relationships at some point or another. And we know that they can be lonely. Well, the good news is there's a company out there that can't wait to make your life better. And it's called PuffyBear.com. And no, they are not paying us to say this, and you'll quickly find out that that is true.
Okay.
PuffyBear.com sells man-sized emotional support teddy bears. Man-sized.
Okay.
They are $160, and each one is 5'7" and shaped like a human man, with 5 fingers on each hand. But, and this is the kicker, got a teddy bear head.
That sounds absolutely terrifying.
If you think it sounds terrifying, wait till you see it. Text the word bear, B-E-A-R, 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 right now to 73389. Pray hands together. I beg of you to do it because the fun is just starting. Wait till you see the website because it's not just a matter of did they sell nightmarish human-sized bodies with a bear head? Yes, they did. That's nothing. When you see the website of PuffyBear.com, you will be greeted with women in their 50s.
You say she's in her 50s. Okay.
Late 40s.
What difference? The age doesn't matter.
I feel like it does.
It doesn't.
I feel like it does because it shows I'm able to project a story onto a woman of this age as opposed to a woman of a younger age.
I think it's very odd either way.
You're cutting me off, though. Okay. And let me finish. Because if you haven't texted BEAR to 73389 yet, what you're seeing is this woman of ? Age enjoying the bear too much. That's the best way that I can. Are these bears made to cuddle with? Yeah. But the pictures that are included on the website make me think something else happened right before this picture was taken. We are watching the afterglow of perhaps a tryst with the man-sized puffy bear.
The way that these women are posed on the website does make it look like a post-coitus glow.
Yeah.
It looks like cuddling and pillow talk.
Especially because the one especially that looks... There are 3 pictures on the main page. The man bear is wearing clothing in 2 of them.
But that's such a good point.
But the first one that especially looks like they just got done making love, that bear is naked.
Okay, so
text bear.
Because here's the thing. Okay, so girls in a long-distance relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
Those don't always work out. In fact, they often don't. They break up.
Mm-hmm.
She now has a 5-foot-tall bear.
5'7".
5'7" bear.
With 10 digits.
With a man's body.
A man's body.
Bear head.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I can't imagine that's the easiest thing to dispose of. Plus, you paid $60 for it.
$160.
I mean, $160. So, I assume this woman or gal will still have this in her apartment for some time.
Mm-hmm.
Because dragging that out to a dumpster looks like a murder.
100%. You have to dismember it to get rid of it. You would have to chop it up into itty bitty pieces.
So imagine you are the next guy dating this woman.
I don't think this woman's ever going to date again. But go ahead.
You go into her apartment.
Mm-hmm.
You see a giant teddy bear.
Mm-hmm.
But it does have a man's body. I feel like that's a very important distinction.
Yeah.
Because if it had a teddy bear body, it's like, wow, that is a big teddy bear.
But different story, though.
Different story.
Seeing a teddy bear with a teddy bear body that big makes me think at one point you either A, won a big prize.
Right.
Or had a long stay in a hospital. One of the right. two.
Okay.
This makes me think you're sexually lonely.
Okay, let me ask you another question.
Yeah.
You are the long distance boyfriend.
Yeah, I'll go.
You fly into town to see your gal.
Mm.
This is how she's getting through. You find out this is how she is maintaining some kind of emotional connection while you're far away. What do you think?
I think I need to break up with her, okay. and this is finally my out. And then,
because you've been wanting to?
Well, no, mostly because if I don't do that, the bear will strangle me in my sleep.
I have to tell you, it's not going to be the bear.